Up in this business and hope to make it last. Thank you for listening to the Back Credit Podcast. If you like our sports page on Facebook, thank you. Tell your dad it probably fits into our sports fan demographic. But if you think it's just dudes that listen and you're wrong, we also got some moms and bitches listening in thongs. And we also got people listening in Hong Kong. They like to hear our voice when they fold up their origami. And if you want to support us, just send us a dollar. I got a PayPal, here's the address, ain't that long. It's just steven.angellady9@yahoo.com. steven.angellady9@yahoo.com. If you want to support us, just send us a dollar. It's steven.angellady9@yahoo.com on PayPal.
I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. How to love, easy baby. It's 3 a.m. I must be lonely. Then I say, baby, I can't help but get a little sometime. Oh, the rain, go away. Come again another day. You can hear all this and more on the Bad Credit Podcast Network.
It sounded like the worst compilation of karaoke I've ever heard in my life. That's what that was. It's like all karaoke songs that drunk white girls drinking White Claw would want to sing.
Truly, it does. Episode 57, come down from heaven, eat unleavened bread on them, told Bevan to get over here and go sledding because it was snowing in the summer. And then they had a wedding and it was a bummer because the guy, he was looking out the window and he was wishing he would have married her.
Yeah, pretty much. Here, I got a question for you. So You don't watch the TV shows that you watch. You watch mostly Netflix and fucking, we listen to podcasts. We don't really watch TV.
Netflix but, and podcasts.
So like, so on TV, they're trying to do all these remakes of TV shows. So Beverly Hills 90210.
Remake these nuts is my, what I always say.
I've heard that show before. So they're trying to redo a TV show. So Beverly Hills 90210. So they're trying to say that they're doing a remake of Beverly Hills 90210, but instead of a remake, it's the actual actors who decide to get together and they want to like get a camera crew and shoot the remake inside of the show. So it's a show inside of a show inside of a show. That makes sense?
No, it doesn't. Hit the music! What the motherfuck? Dude, something's really been going. Oh, it ain't even plugged in.
Oh, hold on. That would have been so,
no, that don't make sense.
that would have been so dramatic if you would have got that.
hit the music!
Oh, shit.
Ain't even loud enough.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage your hosts of the Bad Credit Podcast, God himself, Steven Angel.
Wait, can we stop the beat for a second? All right, first of all, you said you weren't going to do this. You're always doing this. First of all, you're the co-host. I'm the co-host. My name is Sam Hicks. I'm here too. We're both bringing fire. So we're just here to talk about normal stuff. And we're not gods. So I'm wasting my damn time. Just drop the damn beat. Shit.
Okay, she says, of course that's okay. So I guess now I have to pack my bags Thursday night to go on vacation.
If you don't want to hang out with me on my birthday, I get it.
Listen, dude, whoopty fucking dude. And then I just want to say this, and Sam, you know, I love you, and you're my best friend in the whole entire world.
God, it's gonna be bad.
No homo.
It's gonna be bad.
But all bromo, you know what I'm saying? Now listen, I just think if you celebrate your birthday after you're 21 years old and you don't have special needs or cancer or some kind of thing that where no one was expecting you to make it to the next one, then you're just fucking, what's wrong with you? Every day is a new day and nothing but and nothing less. Every day is a new day. And when you turn 30, whoop-de-fucking-do. Who cares? Yeah, I already just turned 30. Nobody is fucking threw me a party or went to a football game with me.
And I completely understand that. And I usually work on my birthday because I feel like it's good luck for me to work. And I am working.
It's not
working
that morning. It's not good luck to work on your birthday because it's nothing. Your birthday's nothing. It's another day.
I work on all my birthdays. And I am working that morning. But the only reason I'm even taking off that afternoon and leaving my restaurant like to figure it the fuck out is because we said we were going to the game. That's the only reason I even took off.
Here's the thing. I can understand you being more upset by, okay, so here's the other thing. For everybody listening to the Bad Credit Podcast, we are also starting another podcast called Burma Road. Right now, it is not out on iTunes or Podcoin, but it's on Spotify and every pretty much else you can get it. But it's to do with our local hometown, Hartsville, Tennessee's football team. We follow them around and shit. The first game is coming up this Friday night. By the time this comes out, this podcast, it will have already happened because we record this just in advance because I'm going on vacation. The whole thing is that I told him months ago, along with our other guy, John Scruggs at Burma Road, that we would go to this first home game against one of the big rivals on an away game together, and we'd, you know, break down the game, watch it, and have fun. Then it just so happened that Sam's like, oh, that's my birthday too. So we're like, oh, that's cool. We'll drink. It'll be a big time, you know? But then all of a sudden, so then he takes off work, and now, then I go, because I'm not the kind of guy to really plan ahead into the future. I mean, I've planned my vacation because of a lot of other people growing. But then I always look about 7 days ahead and plan out my week.
Yeah.
Well, when that came up, I was like, oh, shit, Sam, I don't think I can go because I got vacation coming up. And we're leaving at 3 a.m. on Saturday morning. I got to pack my bags. I'm working an hour and a half away from where I live right now. I'm trying to stay with my girlfriend because she lives close to work. I come all the way out here just to do the podcast. And we're recording three fucking podcasts tonight. And it's already 7 p.m. And I got to be an hour and a half away at work, not tired, so I can think. And I got to be there at like 7. So we're stretched for time. And I don't have any time to sleep or pack my bags until Friday night. However, Sam, so I can understand, though, this. When I cancel, I can understand you being upset that you took off work and I'm not coming. But then when you throw, it's my birthday in, and try to make me feel sad for you, that pisses me off, dude. It fucking pisses me off because I never once have celebrated my birthday since after I turned 10.
And you know I never take off work.
Because I ain't a pussy.
I never take off work. You know that. I've had one vacation in the past 3 years. I never take off work.
Dude, you've been to Florida like 6 times. You've been to
on my days off.
California. Was that your vacation?
That was back when I was still married. That was like 2016.
Oh, really? Is that long ago?
Yes.
Time flies.
No shit.
Time flies when you're sucking dick, am I right?
No. Yeah, but yeah, no. That's mostly what it's all about. I'm like, damn, dude. Like, I don't know,
it's your birthday, and you even said this
because I thought that would tug on you harder than me being like, oh, I took off work. You don't care about that. You're off on the weekends. You don't care if I take off work.
No. I understand. I worked retail for 7 years. I almost said 7 hours. But time. I worked retail. I get how it is to get off and all that. But I'm just saying, I would think you would understand the fact that I have to drive because I have a stick shift car. We're taking my car. I'm bringing my girlfriend. I don't want to tell my detail rules, but I'm the only one that can drive the fucking car. I have had no sleep this week. I'm probably going to get drunk at the game. How am I going to get home? How am I going to get any sleep? And then I got to get up hungover, still halfway drunk, and drive other people's lives 7 hours.
But we don't have to get hammered.
I have to get hammered.
I don't understand. Dude, I'm not going to be hammered. I have to drive.
You act like that stops you.
I mean, it will when I have somebody with me.
You should never drive drunk. And Bad Credit Podcast does not condone drinking and driving.
Let's go.
But so the whole thing that I'm saying is now I'm going because I've been guilt tripped it in. It'll make for a better Burma Road podcast episode. I'll say that.
Right.
But now I have to figure out how I'm going to get my ass back here on Thursday night, pack my bag, do all my laundry. I can't do that much laundry.
I'm trying to help make the Bummer Road podcast better. I'm not even on the podcast. I'm trying to help.
You content. Are on the podcast. You
well,
are on the.
I'll probably be.
You're a member
I'll
of the podcast.
I'll probably be on
team.
There today. Like, obviously, I run like social and stuff, but like, I all that stuff is important. The first one, if it was any other one, but the first one, if we can get that one out of the way, we got to get that one out of the way.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, whatever, dude. Go check out the Bummer Road podcast.
Bummer Road.
If you know, it's kind of weird because it's very, very local and very specific.
Super local
to something.
Super local, super specific, which is
super
what
pet.
This, which is what this podcast hasn't been since day one, which is crazy. But
but that's cool. We're branching out. Bad Credit Podcast Network. Gang, gang.
Let's go.
You know? What? So what were you saying? Sorry, I did all that. I'm just, that's where my feelings are right now because yeah. Me and Sam have argued for the past 30 minutes while he watched me come in the door. Dude, I'm telling you, we grind here at the Bad Credit Podcast Network.
Jesus.
I drove an hour and a half here, been up since 3:30 this morning, got up, worked out, did two workouts because I missed my workout yesterday.
Right.
Get done. Get home at 5:30, jump my ass in the shower, take straight off to work, go to work, get off, drive an hour and a half home, fucking come straight in the door, keto diet, hashtag, take a fucking piece of sandwich meat, wrap some cheese and some olives in that bitch, eat that while we argue about Sam's birthday, take my last shot of vodka, I thought I had a whole bottle, I don't have one, come straight upstairs and turn on the recorder so we can argue about
and
Sam's
we're here,
30th
arguing,
birthday.
The same shit.
And then look, Sam says,
also, let me tell you guys, because of the fact that, like, the fitness thing is, like, going on, like, obviously Steve is doing his thing, and I'm like, man, you know what? Like, I got time. Like, I'll get up at 6 a.m. and run and shit. Let me tell you something. Running might be the worst fucking thing that a human being can do if you don't do it every day. I can barely fucking walk. My shins feel like I have two knives sticking out of them as I'm trying to walk up the steps. Brutal. So, I feel every bit, I might be turning 30, but I feel every bit of 75 right now.
Here's, dude, you're taking me in so many directions right now, and I apologize to the listeners, but number one, which direction to go, left or right? Right, okay. Running is bad for you. Like, all the professionals say you shouldn't even run, because it's just bad on all your joints. But if you don't do it every day, like me and you, like, I'll tell you this, personally, I can't speak for you, but I probably could. My ass hasn't consistently worked out since I was like 19 or 20 years old. I'll hit the gym for a month or two, but I've been getting back into it like as hard as we used to back in the days. I mean, I'm busting my ass. I'm thinking I'm going to die every time I work out.
Yep.
I've been running and everything, but my body told me real quick, because I was just walk/running like 1 mile, 1.86 miles is what I was doing, because that's 3 kilometers.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't giving a fuck how long it took me, as long as I made that distance.
Yeah.
But then I said, you know what, fuck it, I'm doing 3 miles and I'm trying to hit it, you know, in a certain time, whatever. I'm going to make sure I run a full mile just broken out.
Yes, that's
and
crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Broken up.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
broken
okay.
Out.
Okay.
I'm running one full mile. But then also I'm trying to make it under 40 minutes, 3 miles, and I did that 2 days in a row. The first day after I got out of bed, I was like, oh, I'm sore and shit, but then I got in the gym, and I'll do lift weights. Like, I lift heavy, like, weights, and then I got on the treadmill. I was like, fuck it, I'm doing it again, bust my ass, even though I'm sore. The next day, dude, the very bottom, like, where my tailbone meets my back,
yeah,
I guess where I was bouncing up and down, and running hard, dude, I just realized I'm going to run one time a week. I'm going to push myself hard, because the whole reason why I like to run is because I want to feel like that feeling we used to feel in football practice. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh my God, I just fucking exhausted myself.
Yeah.
You can do that with weights, but there's something about cardio,
dude,
where you just think you're going to die.
Yeah, like,
you know, and I like that
time,
feeling.
So, like, I did, so I ran probably about maybe, probably about 0.75 of a mile, I can think, because I ran three quarters of a way around this little trail around my apartment, and then I walked it one time after I ran it. And dude, I went inside, and like I wore a hoodie, so I took the hoodie off, and then I take the shirt off, and the shirt literally was like, I threw it in the hamper, and it was like drenched. But today, I probably ran like a not even a half, maybe like a quarter mile, whatever, and it didn't feel as drenched. But the feeling of like whenever like I got done the first time was like, oh man, I actually put in the work. That's what makes people want to run. They literally feel like that they're like putting in more work and burning more calories and blah, 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 whenever they like. Yeah. When you're drenched like that, you feel like you're putting it in.
But, so I ain't going to say that. I was going to make a racial joke, and now I'm going to have to do it because I said it. But why does it always a African-American person who has the hood on the gym?
I didn't have a hood on. I had a hoodie.
But you have the hood on? No. There's like where I go.
You don't wear a hood.
Where do you work out anyway? At your apartment complex?
I ran around the thing in my track. I would never run around that with a hood up. Do you want me to get shot?
No, but listen. So you're outside. Yeah. At least you're doing something. It's hot as fuck outside. So yeah. Good on you. No, I worked out so far at three different gyms. I'm at Planet Fitness, and you know I'm a black member. Mm-hmm. So I could wear a hoodie if I want to.
Right.
But it really is.
Got that big grow.
Yeah. They're going to install. They actually, I had to move it back because of vacation, but I was supposed to get my dick enlarged.
When you want to do it. You put that speeder on a vacation. Oh, shit. Look like Scuba Steve.
But it takes some healing to do. But anyway, so every single gym I've gone to, I highly doubt it's the same guy. You know what I'm saying? And I specifically know two different ones in the Murfreesboro one. But there's always some black dude with a hoodie on running on a treadmill.
With his hood up?
Yeah, hood up. Always.
Don't understand why.
But see, I guess you can do it in the gym. You know what I mean? You can't do it outside.
Outside, no.
But what I'm saying, what's funny though, what really I wanted to do with this is this pissed me off one day is because this dude, and I see him all the time, same guy. He will come in with his hoodie on, jump on the treadmill, but have you ever been to Planet Fitness? Uh-oh. They got these motherfucking, like, ceiling fans, but these motherfuckers are, like, 20, like, probably the, what do you call that? The arms of them or whatever?
Yeah.
Are, like, 20 feet long. I mean, these things are huge. And then there's, like, three treadmills up under each fan. If you get there, I mean, you got the air coming down on you. You can literally run hard and don't even realize you're sweating. Well, actually, you sweat and then it blows on you. It feels cool. It feels real good.
I got you.
He throws his hoodie on and then gets under the fan. Oh, you fucking dumbass. What are you doing?
That kind of defeats the purpose.
Oh, my God. It doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, like, you should want to have, like, if you wear a hoodie in the gym, you should be looking for the hottest spot to work out. That's the whole fucking point, you dumb fuck. Like, I don't understand why you would be like, okay, let me find the coolest spot. Let me get under this fan, get the breeze going. Okay, let me put my hood up. Like,
I'm cold. It's just almost like you're just trying to look cool, I guess.
Yeah,
at that point.
I mean,
you know?
A lot of it has to do with that, though.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Like, I when I used to work out, before, like, I just got to where I just had, like, the complete fucking dad bod, what the fuck's going on over there? Like, I used to wear nothing. Like, I would dress from head to toe, socks, shoes, shorts, shirt, undershirt, and, like, the hat, everything was Under Armour. Like, so I would dress to the nines just to work out for no fucking reason.
You were
so
just
a lot
hoping
of
some, girl would, some girl would see you. Or something.
Well, I don't know exactly why I even did it. I feel like I thought it made me look like I was making some kind of progress when I was in the gym. Even though, like, it just has nothing to do with it. Now I wear, like, a hoodie I got from Walmart, some shorts that don't match, my Pumas. Like, I don't care no more.
I look disgusting in the gym, dude. I got these shorts.
Balances.
These shorts on. Yeah. New Balance shoes. You know, I've been wearing the same shirt, like, if you catch me in there on my, like, fourth day in a row, I'm going to be smelling like fucking, you know, shit. It's funny. But what's getting weird is I'm starting to know the people who work at the gym.
Yeah.
And we're starting to, like, talk and shit. It's just weird. I don't make, like, random acquaintances in places. Like, I go to Subway a lot out by my work. And the lady is getting to where she knows my order. And it makes me not want to go there anymore. Like, most of the time, most people probably like that people remember them. And she's like, because I go in there, and you know what? I already told everybody what I get. I get the steak and egg, double steak chopped salad, mozzarella sauce, lettuce, and spinach, you know, whatever, on and on and on. This lady remembers my entire order all the way. And she never really started saying it until, like, the last few times I've gone. The very last time I went, she's like, hey, how are you? Chopped salad? And I was like, yeah. And I don't want to acknowledge that she's like remembering it, yeah. You know. She's like, double meat, right? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, and yellow egg, not white. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
And she goes, you want mozzarella? I was like, okay. I was like, dang, man. I was like, I'm starting to come here too much if you can remember all that, huh?
Well, I guess it depends on what's at a place like Subway. That is fucking weird. But like, so like,
hold on. My thing though is that. Why it makes me feel weird. It's the same reason why I don't like telling people my birthday at work. I don't like, I don't like people knowing certain shit about my I mean, I say everything almost in my personal life on this podcast, yeah. But that's different because I don't have to see anybody that I'm talking to. But I just don't like people acknowledging that I exist if it's not in my regular everyday life. Like, I don't want Subway people to know that I'm a human in the world. You know what I mean? I don't want people at work to know what day I was born on and to go around the office giving fake, like they care, making a card and writing their name on it. There's 27 happy birthday with their name. Like, oh,
the only people that know my birthday at work are the Hispanics in the back, because I know they're going to make some fire-ass food for me on Friday. That's the only reason I'm going to work. It's because one of the ladies asked me if I was going to work. She's like, oh, I'm going to make homemade tamales and this. I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm working. Like, I'm definitely working Friday morning just because I'm going to get perks out of it. But if we go to B-Dubs in Hendo and the guy Brand is there, the big black guy that was
I know.
He knows my whole order, but he's been there for 6 years.
But don't y'all know each other outside of there in some way? Oh.
I met him there, but I've been going there since I was a server at Carrabba's. It's 2011.
But you're different than me, though. I don't like that kind of shit. I want to, like, I probably don't want to go back to that Subway anymore.
That's
because
weird.
It's awkward. Because I have to, you know, because I like to go into a place and be like, yes, lettuce, cheese. Thank you. No croutons. Thanks. Bye. You know, I don't want to have to start going, what kind of small talk thing can I say? Oh, sure is sunny out there, huh?
Sure is sunny in Philadelphia.
Are y'all always this busy? You know, like, what do you, you doing something to your hair? Oh, me too now, like, because I said that, you know, like,
Jesus.
I just don't want to have to think about, I hate small talk.
You don't have to have small talk, though.
What can I do?
You can literally walk in there with fucking
girl,
earphones.
Is you married?
But you might be. You can walk in there with fucking ear.
But is you married or something? Because the ring you got on make it look like you married.
Yeah, but I mean, there's plenty
that's
of ways.
Rude, though. I don't want to be rude and put in earbuds, too. Yeah. I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you.
I mean, that's way around small talk is what I'm trying to get at. If you don't like small talk, I don't know. It doesn't bother me per se because I get paid to talk to people. So whatever, I can talk to anybody every day.
So do I. But Bad Credit Podcast.
Yeah, let's go. But I mean, there's ways to get around it for it not to be awkward. But I just think that person just shows that they actually give a shit about their job if they actually see somebody multiple times and they're like, okay, I've got your order down too. If I can walk in somewhere, they already know what kind of beer I want. They know exactly what I'm going to order without me having to go through a whole spiel. Unless I feel like switching it up, I see nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with that at all.
I think it's something wrong with me. I understand, like, good on her for doing that. You know, I'm sure she's a great lady. She's nice and everything. I'm just saying there's something wrong with me where I do not like specialized attention from people I do not know personally. You know what I mean? Like, if my dad wants to tell me happy birthday or something like that, yeah, you're my dad, or like, you, that's fine. I'm like, thanks, bro, or whatever. I keep using birthday because it's something I specifically intentionally do not tell people because I don't want people who don't know me to act like they care when I know they don't care. To me, it's like something we both know we don't care, so why do we do it?
That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
The only reason you bring up birthday is because you don't care about birthday, so you don't care about my birthday. I get it. You don't care
about
my fucking birthday.
No, but here's the thing. You
know
what I thought?
I don't want to go to the goddamn game with me. That's it.
No, but you know what I thought about when I was getting some paper towels to put my ham on to put into the microwave earlier? I was like, Sam said one time on the podcast, one of the early episodes, you know, once you get to be such a good person, you go past the golden rule and you go to the platinum rule, which is don't treat others how you want to be treated. Treat others how they want to be treated.
Facts.
And I'm like, so his birthday is important to him. I should fucking celebrate his stupid, pathetic, piece of shit 30th birthday.
I don't know if you're actually, compassionate enough to actually have had that thought, but that's fucking deep.
Dude, how would I have told you where I was when I had the thought?
I thought it just came to you right then. I would have never thought that's what would have been in your head.
I was in the closet. You remember I got more paper towels. Out of the closet. Yeah, I was like, I don't even have a plate. I have to use these fucking paper towels.
Yeah, you're like, man, I got to fold this shit twice to make a plate.
Yeah, that's when I had the thought. And that's when I started texting my girlfriend saying, hey, I guess we got to cancel our plans that we made because Sam's crying and, you know, everything. And I heard about this platinum rule or whatever.
Jesus. The platinum rule is one of those things where probably 5% of the world's population probably has ever thought about the platinum rule whenever it comes down.
I never heard of it until Bad Credit Podcast.
Yeah, man. I don't even remember. I forgot who I got it from. I didn't get it from anybody. I forgot. It was some career thing I was trying to do where I got it from.
Yo, shout out to Yellowboy 615 at Edward Crenshaw.
What are you talking about over there?
Edward Crenshaw G on Twitter from the IDK Podcast. He shared our podcast episode 56 therapy sesh on Twitter.
Therapy session.
And he started laughing. I wonder what he's laughing about. It's at minute marker 1644.
Ain't no damn telling, ain't boy.
Ain't no telling. What?
I don't know. Just that's how the song goes.
You
know how Drake is.
It goes dit.
Dit.
I didn't know it went dit.
Suitcase. I've been living up suitcase.
Oh, yeah. This is a good time to tell them all. Tell them one. Tell them all about what are we telling them about?
Come on, come on.
I'm sorry. Sometimes we have these lulls in the podcast. You know what I mean? Do another song real quick.
Damn, you put me on the spot. I ain't got one.
Everybody, you need to be listening on Podcoin.
Podcoin.
Podcoin is the only app where you can actually get paid to listen to episodes.
Can we get like a button where we can push where it's just like quarters, like,
oh dude, on the next one we're gonna do that, dude. We're gonna
super
have the
bad.
We'll have the baddest ass Podcoin ad you could have. But if you like the Bad Credit Podcast, listen on Podcoin, the only app that pays. You can just download it on iPhone or Android. It's free and super easy to use. You can use the Podcoin to earn and claim gift cards and donate charity. It's literally amazing. It turns your podcast listening into charity, or if you like, you can just get some Amazon or Starbucks gift cards. I use the Podcoin app to do all my podcast listening now, and I love it. I've already earned a Target gift card, so it's dope. And all I do is listen just like I normally would. Seriously, just go to the Podcoin app, use the invite code BADCREDIT with a capital B and a C, no space. You'll get 300 Podcoin just for signing up if you use that code. That's 300 Podcoin just for signing up if you use code BADCREDIT. Go to Podcoin app and try today.
Super bad.
Super bad. And I don't remember what I was saying before that, do you? We were talking about golden rule, golden platinum showers, rules. No, golden I rules.
I got the platinum rule with something else. I don't remember what we were talking about.
Turn my game down. Oh, no, yeah, I did, because it was fucking echoing top.
Yeah, okay, I'm back.
But no, the thing I was talking about is our podcast we were talking. Edward Crenshaw shared it, I was gonna try to find out what he was listening to.
Yeah,
because he laughed at a certain point.
We used to be in Miss Martin's class with the math. We'd always be like,
oh no, that didn't sound like a particularly funny part.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Go check out that. Where'd John go?
He's in the restroom.
Oh. So what's up? Oh, so anyway, go back to what we first started talking about, which was the episode of 90210.
Yeah, so Beverly Hills 90210. It's they're doing a remake. But instead of doing a remake like most of these shows that are remaking, like the regular characters and stuff like that, they're doing the actors are in the show as themselves,
right.
The actual actors.
Right.
Tori Spelling, whose dad Aaron Spelling started, she calls and gets them all together.
Okay.
And she says, hey, guys, everybody's doing remakes. Let's do our own remake as ourselves. So they do a remake as the actual actors playing the actors from Beverly Hills 90210. That's what the whole remake is. It's not actually a remake of 90210.
It's fucking stupid. What do you think about it?
I think it's different because of the way that they're doing it. I like that they're not doing it like trying to bring back all the other cast, especially with Luke Perry passing away and stuff, like RIP.
Who's that?
Luke Perry, he was one of the main characters on that. So I saw him in I went to go see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. He played in that and stuff. It was cool.
Colored or Cracker?
Cracker.
But, dude, we should start playing a game where you have to read a random news story. Like, you have to pick out a news story,
and you got to pick Colored or Cracker. That's got to be one of the most controversial. I'm in.
Let's do it. Next week, tune in for Colored or Cracker.
One-legged man breaks into a gas station, robs two people, and then drives off and gets shot 2 minutes later. Colored or Cracker? Like, what?
Cracker, because he only has one leg. I've never seen a black dude with one leg. I've seen plenty of them with three legs.
Oh. Yay! That tremor right there, a little off.
I messed up.
Yeah, no, but I don't know. We could try it. Oh, I mean, no. I don't know. I mean, it wouldn't be a bad idea for this.
That is bye.
I mean, it's not a bad idea for them to try to do a remake that way because nobody else is doing it. So, I mean, they got enough people going to watch because Luke Perry passed away, which... So I'll never actually know how good the remake actually is because people are going to watch just because of him passing away. That's they're taking advantage of that. That's like coming back with, let me think of another show where somebody passed away. Home Improvement. No, not Home Improvement. I'm thinking of wrong. Who passed away? Tony Danza?
I don't know.
But let's say Tony Danza passed away. That's like them trying to come out with Who's the Boss again because Tony Danza... The only reason I said that is because of that rap.
Tony Danza going to show you who the boss he is.
Oh, good.
I just don't think that, I don't know. It just doesn't sound like I would want to watch it. But I didn't watch 90210 to begin with.
Da-da-da, da-da-da-da.
That sounds like Matlock to me.
Well, it'd be kind of like trying to do Fresh Prince if Will Smith died and they just tried to do a remake. You'd watch it just because Fresh Prince, just because Will Smith died. Just to be like, oh, man, Will Smith passed away. What they trying to do with this remake? You'd watch two episodes and be like, okay, this is terrible because Will Smith isn't here. Like, yeah. That's what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's similar to that. I mean, there's just no way you can really pull that off.
So, here's something. Do you think we should talk about... a couple sports things on here, or do a short sports podcast, because I'm down to talk about everything on this one podcast. Here's my thing about the sports talk. We did sports talk last week. I think it went well.
Sports
got, you know, decent numbers, whatever, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
I thought we talked about some things, but now it's like, I don't really have a lot to talk about football wise right now. I want to see the first game.
We need season start.
Right. But, I mean, what do you think? And then we put the next Bad Credit Sports Talk out the following week after the first season, or the first games are actually coming up.
2 weeks.
When the real games are about to start.
2 weeks.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
You think that's fine?
I think it works.
And then we do it consistently every week, 2 weeks.
I think it works.
Bad Credit and Bad Credit Sports Talk.
Yep.
Okay, well, then I want to tell you this. What did I tell you about Stipe motherfucking Miocic, baby? Did you see that?
Yeah, he showed out. I didn't know that was the guy that was from Cleveland. Because I remember hearing about him a while back. Because whenever LeBron finally won the championship, he was one of the people that showed up like, yeah, finally. And then when he won his, he was like, bringing another championship to Cleveland. He was that guy. I didn't know that was the same guy at all. Totally forgot.
Dude, he's a beast. And I was trying to tell everyone on the podcast, he's going to knock out. I did say with a leg kick, I got a little bit, you know, ambitious with how he was going
to
do it.
I thought
he was going to have to get too creative. But did you see any of the fight? Did you watch the replays or anything?
Part.
So here's what happened. DC came out. I think what happened. So last time, right? The whole story last time was that DC normally trains and he tries to cut down some weight because he walks around fat as fuck. I mean, he likes to eat. You know what I'm saying?
Big guy.
But this time, when, and I'm talking the first fight against Stipe, he goes, hey, I'm going to keep this weight on because in training, I've been popping motherfuckers and dropping motherfuckers. you know? And so he's like, why don't I keep this extra 12 pounds or whatever and put that into my punch? And so I think because he got lucky, another factor a lot of people aren't talking about is that Stipe had just fought Francis Ngannou recently. You know who that is.
Yeah.
He's got the hardest punch in the whole world, like PSI or whatever.
I've heard that.
He was taking shots to the dome. So his chin was probably slightly weakened. You got DC who put on some butterball weight, took one to the dome, and then he just gets lucky and drops him. And so now he's believing his own hype. He's told the story 12 times to 12 different sports networks. Dude, I kept on that extra weight and I was just hitting him and hitting him. Well, what he forgot is that he's a world-class wrestler and he needs to wrestle. He opened up the fight by kicking. He was doing some kicks to Stipe. Stipe couldn't really get anything going. It was hitting him in the shins. It was hurting. Stipe was not pressing forward and moving the fight forward.
Yeah.
But then,
from what I heard, he had a shot to win if it went to decision, right?
Oh, he won automatically if it went to decision. He controlled three rounds, but what he did in the first round is he did some wrestling. He picked dude up, slammed him on his head, was showing that he could win if he stuck to his strengths. But he believed his own hype, I think, and wanted to go toe-to-toe with him, wanted to be a knockout artist. DC's never been known as a guy to be a knockout guy. He's a wrestler, a wear-you-down guy, a cardio guy. Even though he's big, he's still got that good cardio. But he started believing his own hype, and then he started just trying to go toe-to-toe. And Stipe said in the post-interview thing, he was like, dude, I watched film and I saw that he likes to hold his hands up high when he punches and he leaves his body wide open, but for some reason no one ever goes to his body. He's like, so I thought I'm gonna go to his body. And in the fourth round, he said, I hit him with that first body shot and I just saw him wince, and I ran it back and watched it, dude, and you can see that first body shot he hit him with, he felt so much pain. He's like you just see him go and then the motherfucker goes, pow, body, pop, pop, head, pop, body, pop, pop, head, body, body, and dude's just like, and then just tick, 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 knocks him the fuck out, baby, let's go, put that shit in a real man's hands, let's go. And I like DC and everything, but Jonathan Jones is my boy. I mean, he ain't my boy, I don't know the motherfucker, but I'm just saying.
I mean, Bones Jones gotta be one of the baddest motherfuckers to ever do it, like, probably pants down.
Pants down for sure, but here's the thing, I would like to see this fight, and I don't know how it goes. I was listening to Below the Belt. It's this dude, Brendan Schaub. I don't know if you know who he is, but he's an MMA dude. And he was saying that he thinks that, he thinks that John Jones would beat the fuck out of Stipe, no questions asked.
Ooh, that's bold.
It's weird because John Jones has never had a heavyweight fight. So that's one thing, is would that affect him? Would it slow him down any? Because he's wild as fuck.
How much do you have to put on to get the heavy?
To be honest with you, I don't know. I think he can be 205 and fight in heavyweight, but I think he would want to be like 220 or something. I think that's right.
That's a lot of extra to put on. He'd definitely get back on the juice for that.
Well, I think Stipe, was like 230 or something.
Damn.
In that fight against DC. And I could be wrong about
this. It might be the same type of situation, though. Stipe might catch his ass, so like if he has,
I might be wrong. Hold on, talk about what'd you say again?
Stipe might catch him. Like if he catches him at one, if Stipe out being that much bigger than he is, he probably drop Jones too. I mean, I think John Bones. I think it's a lot better fight with John in the fight. DC wrestles, he probably wins that fight. John Jones Bones, it's gonna be a better fight even if they stand up, because he's a fucking freak of nature.
So this is, you had 206 to 265 as heavyweight.
265?
Mm-hmm. So I think you gotta be below 205 to be in the light heavyweight, which is where John fights at. So he would want to get up to like 230.
They don't have like a certain,
they have a catch weight or whatever. If you're heavier than that, there's just no class for you.
Well, no, I mean like if I'm 265 and the other guy's 205, we can fight.
206.
It's wild.
Yeah, but I mean that's just how it goes. But that's the thing. John Jones is small, but he's not small, but he's not that big as Stipe, but he can move around. We saw what he did to DC when we were in Memphis. We watched that fight.
Yeah.
I would love to see the fight. I don't think it would be as easy as dude was saying, but I when I run this in my head, I do see him.
It's John all day.
He's creative, man, and he moves quickly. And Stipe, I mean, he looked kind of slow in that fight, honestly. I mean, he's just a badass, a tough motherfucker, you know? But he looked a little slow, I'll say that. But I'm just glad he got the win. That was exciting. That's it. I almost bet on it. I almost bet on that, and I almost bet on Nate Diaz, and I just got scared because I haven't bet on sports in such a while.
When I saw him smoke that CBD on stage, I knew it was over.
Dude, Anthony Pettis broke his fucking foot.
Didn't you say he breaks something every fight?
He breaks something every fucking fight. He broke his hand against Tony Ferguson. We watched that fight together whenever.
Yeah,
you remember
that bloodiest fight ever.
Yeah.
Like, nobody decided to block that fight. Of course, something got broken. Like, it was a blood.
Yeah. He's over. He was on, I didn't get to listen to all of it, but he was on Mike Tyson's podcast. It came out today.
Yeah.
It was obviously recorded before the fight, but they got too deep. They started talking about life and death and the meaning of life.
What else?
Dude, Mike Tyson's become a philosopher, dude. And he really will make you think about, like, just your life and shit. He's like, man, you know, I did the toll, and once I did the toll, it's like, man, you nothing, bruh. Like, I thought I want all this power, I want all this money. You do the toll, and you just feel everything. Like, you just feel the most power in the world. You go, oh, no, God, I don't want this power. I don't want this. Take it away. Take it away. You literally can feel every feeling, every emotion, every person you hurt, every person you love. You can feel it all. It's a DMT. You gotta do the DMT. It's like a death of the ego. It's like, I was on this show with these guys, and I just, this, like, telling me this toll, dude, you told this crazy, go to another universe. I'm like, these fucking people, I'm gonna just give me, what is that? I'll try it. So I took the first hit. I said, it did a hit in my lungs. I was like, oh, wow, you fucked up. Why you fuck up like this? These fucking white people get to go crazy. And then all of a sudden, I felt like I'd die. It felt like, you know, everything, I become nothing, but I exist. And I just see everything I did, right and wrong, and I just don't want to be that person no more. I don't even like to talk about fighting. I'm just not that person.
And that worked for Mike
Tyson. Rate my fucking Mike Tyson impression. Let's go.
I'll give you a 7.8.
Oh, bullshit,
that's high,
dude.
That's high.
No, that was a 9.6, bro. No,
come on, bro.
Fucking Mike Tyson.
Nine too high. Nine too high.
I was like, man, just fucking, it's death of ego, doing a toad. And then you got Kenny Britton or whatever his name is. Yeah, man, wow, that's crazy. Mike, that's some deep shit, Mike. Wow.
He's just paid just to be a hype man.
He literally don't say, he never says anything of value. He just goes, wow. Yeah, Mike, you were really cool back in the day. Wow. It's so funny. It's a good podcast, though.
Wow, man.
They had
wow.
Your boy on there, Tony Robbins.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a huge Tony Robbins guy.
You know who I hate so much? Oh. I don't want to say it. It's so rude. I'm not going to say it. Because if he heard, he'd be like, you got time to hate on people. You're not doing shit with your life.
I know you're about to say Gary Vee.
I'm Gary Vee.
Get out of your mind. Gary's the man.
Listen,
dude.
Motherfucker. Gary's you get the up in man. The morning and you do something.
Gary's
you get
the
up in
man.
The morning. If you're sleeping more than 2 hours a night, you're a pussy.
You
and
talk,
yeah, I said it.
You want to talk about living the platinum rule. Gary's got it. Don. Pants down. Is the fucking, like.
Pants down.
He's the man, dude. His Monday morning speech. Pants down, the best speech.
If you're not selling comic books on the internet, you ain't shit. You can go to literally any garage sale, motherfucker. And you can buy. I'm doing the rest of this podcast as Gary Vee, motherfucker. What else you got to talk about, motherfucker? Listen, if you're in our Bad Credit Podcast League of fantasy sports and you haven't even signed up yet, what the fuck is wrong with you? Where were you when they were printing podcast sign-ups?
We actually just got everybody signed up. We're good to go.
So listen here, motherfucker. You said you wanted to talk about that earlier.
Yeah, we got 10 people in the league. 50 people, $50 per person. Everybody signed up. I fixed the playoff thing. Shout out Will Scruggs.
So what was that whole deal? Because I was like, last year, there was some kind of controversy in the playoffs, motherfucker. And I was like, you know, you were getting mad and Will was getting mad. And it was like all because of some kind of rules. And I think you changed them this year, motherfucker.
Yeah, the playoffs are now week 13 and 14 instead of 15 and 16. So no starters will be set during the championship game.
Oh, so basically, like, because it was the last few weeks of the season, some teams who had already made the playoffs were setting their starters, motherfucker, to not get hurt, but then that messed up people's fantasy leagues.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Okay, motherfucker.
We got that fixed. We're good to go.
Good. Who's there?
I don't know. I don't know where John went. Freaked me out. I hate it because I stayed right. I'm in the worst spot. I'm going to be able to look up and be like,
oh, yeah, dude. If somebody gets murdered in this house, dude, you might not know it for like 3 days.
So I told you I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood today. Brad Pitt in that movie.
Was it good?
It was okay. It's Quentin Tarantino movies are strange.
Long, right?
Long. But Brad Pitt in the movie is like a fucking bad motherfucker. Like, he apparently, it's like he's like a stuntman for Leonardo DiCaprio. And like, his reputation is like he killed his wife and got away with it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you never actually find out if he did it or not. You have to draw your own conclusion.
Yeah, but like,
because he's holding a crossbow at her at the end of the movie or something.
Yeah, but it's not at the end. But the whole thing is like, the whole movie, he's just a badass. And, of course, he's on the roof trying to fix Leo's, like, he does, like, handiwork for Leo. And he gets on the roof and he, like, of course, he takes his shirt off to let us know that he still looks better than all of us. Like, I get it, Brad. Like, fuck, dude. Give me a break.
I could do it too if I was rich and famous. So.
If money makes it so easy,
dude. Like, look, for the radio people, I'm flexing. Look at that. Look at that improvement.
Put it this way: the bicep is blocking out the airways from getting to the other side when he talks on the mic.
Yeah. So listen to this. I'm about to flex, and you can't. Like that. You see, I'm about to drink this. No beer.
That's what I told y'all, boy. Them 22s out. Hey, sun's out. Fucking guns out. Let's
sun's
go.
Out. Guns out.
Yeah, but no, yeah. That's yeah. I mean,
motherfucker.
It was definitely like the funny thing is Brad Pitt looks that good. Leo does not look good in the movie. He looks old, and Leo probably fucks more than Brad in real life.
I don't know, man. Ever since he got on that eco-friendly BS, well, he started to look like that dude off The Shining. Jack Nicholson?
Jack
Nicholson. One's a golfer and one's an actor. Jack Nicholson is the actor.
Yes.
There you go.
You heard about whenever, this is a story. I don't know if this is actually true or false, but apparently this girl, like this from what I heard, when Leo hooks up with girls, he only fucks doggy style and he wears headphones. that's how unconnected he is when it comes to
bro.
when you get laid that much to where you just like you have to just like kind of zone out just because you're like I just need to get a nut off like
that's gross wild. Bro, why don't you just
not be like that, like
just rub one out to some porn.
But
you're
Leo,
you already got
though,
your headphones in.
Ever since Leo's 40, he's never had a girl that's been older than 25.
I mean, that's fine.
But yeah, but why wouldn't you just marry the baddest chick in the planet? You can have whoever you want.
Right, so he doesn't need to marry anyone.
Yes, that's crazy to me,
dude,
though.
Dude, there becomes a point in time when you reach a certain level of fame where you can't create a true connection to anyone you didn't know before you were famous. You know what I'm saying? And if you were a shitty person probably before that, then you'll forever be alone, and that's probably where he is. I don't know him. I'm just making this up. It's philosophy.
Leo, come on the pod.
Yeah, come defend yourself. I'm sure you're very concerned with my opinion.
Can you imagine? That'd be over. It'd be over with. We'd never have to work again.
Is there anything else we should talk about on this podcast? I hope this was a good one. It was a little quick, but we got a lot of work to do tonight.
It went too quick. Where we at?
47:53.
That's a super bet.
But anyway, thanks for listening. We're gonna start bringing these sports podcasts again in a couple weeks when we get closer to the season.
John!
We about to record our Burma Road episode. Make sure you tune in to Burma Road podcast also.
I was trying to get John to come up here and introduce stuff to y'all motherfuckers, but I don't know where the kid is. Hold up. No idea. Well, Bummer Road's coming. John Scruggs is pretty much in the driver's seat of Bummer Road. He's bringing y'all Tri-Star County stats. I saw him in press today. They look good. They about to bring some heat. Friday night in Friendship. Friendship ain't ready to get the they get the ball ran down their throat.
I was doing the outro music. You're supposed
is
to
that
say
what that
thing.
Was?
Yeah.
Let's go. It's going down. Pants down. That was wild. That was wild. Anyway, guys, hey, anyway, we're out of here, guys. Anyway, we'll keep bringing it. You'll keep